Hello! You are listening to Health and Happiness. I'm your host, Michael Wofeld, staff naturopath with the Purium Health Products, also known as Dr. Mike. We are together taking a journey, learning how to take charge of our health, and especially learning how to take charge of our happiness. As I've said before, and I will probably say every single show, the main thing we are all on this planet Earth to accomplish is to learn how to be happy. Happiness is the goal. Not gaining stuff, not becoming somebody, a teacher, a congressman, a president, a surgeon, whatever. Our specific role on planet Earth is to learn how to be happy. And when we can learn how to be happy at will, we will then be master of everything that needs to take place. And this is not an original idea, so don't give me the credit. This has been acknowledged for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Even the good book says, be of good cheer. This is an age-old admonition. Happiness. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that our health can impact our happiness, without a doubt. There are some people who develop such strong minds, and that's one of the areas we're going to be discussing in our shows in weeks to come, that as you develop a strong mind, strong willpower, even if your body is not doing as well as you'd like, you can still be happy. Now, that's hard to do for some of us. You know, you got a splitting headache, it's hard to be happy. You got a tooth that's killing you, it's hard to be happy. Okay? You get a bad injury, break a bone or something, it's hard to be happy. I'd be the first to admit that. But in any event, it's doable. And so that's what we are all working towards, is getting to the point where we can control our happiness at will. Now, I want to read you a quick little story. This is actually a true story. It sort of sounds like one of these jokes, but it's true. It goes like this. A woman went to the doctor's office where she was seen by one of the younger doctors. After about 4 minutes in the examination room, she burst out screaming as she ran down the hall. An older doctor stopped her and asked what the problem was, and she told him her story. After listening, he had her sit down and relax in another room. The older doctor marched down the hallway back to where the young doctor was writing on his clipboard. What's the matter with you? The old doctor demanded. Mrs. Terry is 61 years old, has 4 grown children and 7 grandchildren, and you just told her she was pregnant? The younger doctor continued writing and, without looking up, said, well, yes, sir, but does she still have the hiccups that have been bothering her for 4 days? Well, no, the hiccups went away. Now, that's a cute story, but it has dramatic impact. It indicates the effect that our emotions can have on our health. Pretty amazing. This is not a new phenomenon. In fact, if you ever run across somebody with bad hiccups that they can't get over, you know, for hours or days at a time, one of the best things to do is try and scare them, because that can really put an end to it. Well, without further ado, I want to point out that this fine show, which I hope you're all enjoying, and by the way, this particular episode is recorded, so you cannot call in and ask a question. This is a pre-recorded health and happiness open mic call, and it will air when it does, and when you're as you're listening to it right now, because it is recorded, you will not be able to call in with any comments or questions. However, you are always welcome to send your questions, comments, suggestions to michaelwillhelp@gmail.com. That's Michael Will, W-I-L-L, help, H-E-L-P, all one word, michaelwillhelp@gmail.com. Or you may call me at 800-962-5433. And I'm always happy to hear anyone's suggestions or questions or what have you. So our program is sponsored by the Purium Health products. And of course, like all radio and television programs, the sponsor is who makes the show possible. So Purium Health is a company that produces superfood supplements. What's a superfood? Well, a superfood is a nutritious powerhouse that is loaded with vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, all sorts of nutritional goodies, and also happens to be relatively low in calories, which is the opposite of what most people eat. Most people eat high-calorie, low-nutrient food, which is why people are obese, why they have disease. It's really as simple as that. So our whole approach at Purium Health is to provide high quality at an affordable price. And even better than that, because Purium Health products are sold through direct marketing, you yourself can show these products if you've liked them. You can show them to your cousins and, you know, your friends. And they can use them too, and if, you know, if enough people use them, you actually can get your own products for free, which is a pretty cool deal. So anyhow, so just always remember Purium Health, and you can find them at phporder.com. That's Purium for P, H for health, P for products, so phporder, O-R-D-E-R.com. Or if you would prefer to get a catalog mailed to you, you can call 888-747-6733. Well, to start with, one of the things I want to share with everyone, because I think I'm always looking for good things that we can all relate to, since we just had a word from our sponsor about the idea of superfoods versus foods that are loaded with calories and low in nutrient. Here is an excerpt from an article entitled The Cure for the American Diet, Nutrient Density. And this was written by Joel Fuhrman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, who's a medical doctor, M.D. This isn't one of your naturopathic or, you know, holistic kind of people. This is a plain old medical doctor. Now, just listen to what he has to say. This is great. It's the wording that counts. This isn't anything new that we've all talked about this, and Dave has talked about it. So here's what he says. The American diet causes disease. It is composed of 25% animal products, 62% processed foods, and only 5% of calories from fruits and vegetables. And this has been documented. This is, you know, he's not just pulling his numbers out of the air. We could not, this is the line I love, we could not have designed a more effective cancer-causing, heart attack-causing diet if we had scientifically planned it. Can you believe that? In other words, let me repeat that. He says we could not have designed a more effective cancer-causing, heart attack-causing, disease-causing diet if we had tried to do it as scientifically as possible. Our nation's food choices have produced a population with widespread chronic illness and health care costs spiraling out of control. You cannot escape from the biological law of cause and effect. Food choices are the most significant cause of disease and premature death. We cannot win the war on these diseases by putting more money into medical interventions or drugs. We must unleash the disease-fighting artillery in our kitchens. Like I said, that's from Joel Fuhrman, medical doctor, not one of your so-called alternative people. Okay, so that's a pretty neat statement. Now, one of the things that we need to really spend a lot of time on, and I'm going to be mentioning this many, many weeks, at least partly, because it's crucial. And there's no doubt about the fact that we all talk about toxins in our environment, you know, making better choices so that we're not using toxic chemicals in our dry cleaning, being aware that the smell of a new car is not healthy, you know, all these kinds of things, all right? We don't want to make everyone a bunch of paranoid people walking around saying, oh my gosh, is this safe, okay? Because frankly, we are living in a chemical swamp. The number of chemicals that have been produced in the last 30 years is astronomical. And something like 200 new chemicals get produced a year. So in other words, the number of chemicals that our bodies are asked to defend itself against have risen astronomically out of control. And this is obviously a huge problem, big problem, because 200, 300 years ago, there might have been 20 or 30 toxins that were really bad news. And now there's thousands. And yet our bodies haven't changed much. Our bodies are still relatively the same as they were 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 1,000 years ago, even 5,000 years ago. But yet the environment and the food has changed dramatically. So it's no wonder that we are seeing the high rates of heart disease and diabetes and obesity and cancer and osteoporosis and so on and so forth. And all those diseases that I mentioned, and we're going to be talking about each one of those diseases in shows to come, but every one of those diseases are all lifestyle environment related. In other words, either through pollution, toxins, diet choices, every single one of them. But believe it or not, folks, the most toxic substance that your body has to deal with, and this is a shock to most people, the most toxic substance that every single one of us has to deal with every single day, and this has been around since the beginning of time. This is not a new toxin. This is very ancient. Now, I know you're all sitting on the edge of your seats. The toxin is produced by our own bodies. And it's produced through the avenue of stress. Most people are aware of what is labeled the fight or flight syndrome. And that is a self-defense mechanism that the good Lord has put inside of us so that we have the ability to get away from a dangerous situation. We have the ability to stand and fight our ground if we have to. It gives us superhuman strength, superhuman speed. It's amazing what we can do. We've all heard stories of a, you know, 110-pound mother, 24 years old, who miraculously lifts the bumper of a car, you know, weighing several thousand pounds, high enough that her baby can crawl out from underneath, or she can, you know, get the baby free, that the baby has gotten caught. These kind of stories are very prevalent. That is the fight or flight syndrome. That's how it works. Well, without going through all the chemistry, which we can do at another time, but the bottom line is the body produces chemicals through the hormones, and these chemicals actually incite the body towards this extra burst of strength and energy. It makes the muscles work harder, faster, heartbeat increases, lung capacity increases, we start breathing more rapidly. It's a true amazing mechanism, because it can really save people and save other people if we're trying to help somebody. But we have to realize that this fight or flight mechanism and these chemicals that are produced through our own hormonal system, these chemicals are downright toxic, and that's how they work, because they are toxic enough that the body needs to burn them up, and they burn them up through use. So in other words, the heart starts pumping more, the muscles start contracting more, that burns these toxins up. And so that's how it was supposed to happen. But the problem is that we as a society today, we don't often have lions chasing us. We don't always do hand-to-hand combat with people trying to invade our teepee, cross our river, whatever. And so we are still experiencing these stressful flight or flight situations. And sometimes, and most of the time, we're experiencing them when we're not being physical. We experience them when we're sitting in front of a computer and the computer crashes. We experience it when something happens in our house, or a child has an accident or spills something, and we lose our cool. The same thing happens. The release of these chemicals happens when we're just driving in a car and someone cuts us off on the freeway and we see red. We're irate. Well, what's interesting is speaking about seeing red and being irate, you can easily see how the physiological effects take place with this reaction. Because I think we're all aware of the fact that people who get angry are labeled hotheads. It's a pretty common thing. Well, believe it or not, this is not just an expression, but when you get angry, when you are in this mode of fight or flight, your brain heats up because more sugar and more electricity is being pumped into your brain, so it can think quicker. But you see, the same mechanism occurs for you to get into a survival mode as it does is if you get angry at something. The body doesn't discriminate. It reacts the same way. So you can see that if you're really doing something, you're going to burn up that energy because your brain's really working. Okay, but when you just get angry, anger actually almost paralyzes the body's ability to think properly. In fact, when people get really angry, they do pretty stupid things. There have been cases where people kill other people when they're angry and later don't even remember it. Okay, so that's the chemical. That's the power of these chemicals. So that is the most toxic substance that the human body deals with 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. It's always there, potentially causing us a problem. So we need to learn how to control it. That's the ultimate. Well, let's talk about a few things that we can do to control our stress. One of the reasons that we are so stressed is because the world is stressed. The world is very stressed right now. All you got to do is watch the regular news or look at the newspaper or talk to your neighbors. And it's stressful. I mean, people are concerned. People, you know, are out of work. People are concerned about, you know, systems not working very well. I mean, conversations are always abundant in terms of what's going on. And so this is stressful if we accept it. Now, it doesn't mean you put your head in the sand and you say, you know, I'm not going to listen to any of this stuff. That's pretty impossible. But you don't need to focus on it. You don't need to spend a lot of time paying attention to it. But it is a good idea to at least be aware of what is around. Okay? That's important. But not to the point where you allow it to start controlling your reactions. So that's number one. We need to take charge of how much we allow into our consciousness. Because if we just simply sit there and watch the news every single day and read a newspaper every single day, that's not going to help us. And the fact is, there's no telling how accurate even the information is. That's always been the case. That's not new. You know, yellow journalism is alive and well, and it's been alive and well for eons and eons and eons of time. There's always a vested interest in the people who are passing news out because someone else is paying for that broadcast, whether it be an ad in a newspaper or a commercial on TV or whatever. So you always have to take it with a grain of salt. Now, getting that out of the way, and that's a big factor because the stress of everyone else can easily become our stress. And we don't want that to happen. That's not a good thing at all. So that's important. Now, for those of you who have just joined us, I want to remind you all that you are listening to a pre-recorded Health and Happiness Open Mic blog radio show with your host, naturopath Michael Wolfeld. That's me. And we are sponsored by Purium Health Products. And, of course, Purium Health Products can be found online at www.php. That's P for Purium, H for Health, P for Products, PHP, Order, ORDER.com. Or you can call 888-747-6733, and they could send you a catalog. But if you're listening to this, more than likely, you can look at us online. And Purium Health Products prides themselves on providing high quality at affordable prices. What's the high quality? Superfoods. The opposite of the standard American diet, known as SAD. Standard American diet is loaded with calories, almost devoid of nutrients. Superfoods are powerhouses of nutrient density material with low calories. And so your body is being flooded with what it needs, real nutrients. Okay, so that's really, really cool. So back to what we were talking about with stress. Okay, so that's a big factor. If you can divorce yourself from allowing the world to encroach upon you, and you can keep that at bay to some extent. So in other words, you have to listen to this stuff, you have to know what's going on, but you don't have to absorb it. As a friend says, you can be in the world but not of the world, and that's a good way of looking at it, okay? Now, another thing that's real helpful, and this will help a lot of things, not just the idea of stress and controlling things. One thing that's powerful is practice mindful eating. What's mindful eating? Well, first of all, mindful eating is being very cautious and careful, using your discrimination, to choose foods that are actually good for you. That's the first step, mindful eating. In other words, eat something because it's nutritious, because it's delicious, and because it's affordable and available. Stop simply putting things in your mouth because you're hungry and you eat the first thing that's available. Okay, that's not mindful eating. Okay, so that's the first step of mindful eating, is choosing what you eat. And we're going to have many shows on that aspect alone, but right now let's just leave it at that, that we want to become conscious of making good choices for the things that we eat. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's important that we eat in a calm environment. Many people eat in the car while they're driving. Many people will eat at their desk while they're typing. Many people will eat while they're talking on the phone. Many people will eat while they're doing something else. This is not mindful eating. This is very, very destructive eating, because our body needs plenty of energy to adequately digest and assimilate the food that we're consuming. And if we are using energy to drive a car, to talk, to do some other task at the same time that we're eating, guess what? Our digestion is impaired. Pretty simple. So that's another aspect of mindful eating. Be in a calm, relaxed environment. It's nice to have some soft music going, not rock and roll, not raucous music, but something calming and soothing to encourage digestive juices. Another thing is chewing our food well. Now, what does that really mean? Well, ideally, we should chew our food until it becomes a liquid. Now, how many people are going to do that? Not too many, let's face it. I can't honestly say I always do that. But we can chew our food a lot more than we do, especially if we are mindful about it and we're making good food choices. Now, let me talk about that for just a second. If you're making a good food choice, it means that you're eating something that's not processed, that wasn't in a can, wasn't in a package that someone else put together that's been on a shelf for 3.5 months. You're eating food that's fresh. And you've cut it up. You've prepared it yourself. Hopefully a lot of it is uncooked and is raw. But the reality is that as you start to chew that food, it will have a beginning taste, a middle taste, and an ending taste. Now, as a point of comparison, let's say you take a Chips Ahoy cookie. I don't want to pick on Nabisco, but you know, it's a good example. Say you take a Chips Ahoy cookie, chocolate chip cookie, or you take a fast food McDonald's cheeseburger, or one of their French fries, or whatever. Okay, something along the lines of fast food or processed foods that's very processed. Now, I will guarantee you, and this is a good experiment, don't take my word for this. This is something you can find out for yourself. If you take a bite of a chocolate chip cookie from Chips Ahoy, I'm not talking about one that's made with whole grain, whole wheat flour, and unsweetened chocolate chips and evaporated cane juice. I'm talking about the junky stuff. Got more chemicals in it than it does food. if you bite that, it will have a particular flavor. You will be hit with a taste of salt. You'll be hit with a taste of sweet sugar. And you'll also be hit with a taste of fat. And this is what we get used to. We like it, okay? And as long as you just simply swallow after one or two bites, chances are you're going to eat another bite of it or have another cookie if it's a small one. But if you are actually willing to sit there, and I suggest if you've got any of these in your house, try this experiment. It's phenomenal. Take that same cookie, take a bite of it, and start chewing it. But don't swallow it until it becomes near a liquid. And I will guarantee you, folks, you're going to want to spit it out. Because, like I said, if you eat a bite of an apple or a carrot or an almond or a piece of unsweetened raw chocolate, all these foods are going to have a initial taste, a middle taste, and an ending taste. And they're all going to be different, and they're all going to be pleasant. The beginning taste of the processed food is normally pleasant, especially if we're used to those. But the middle taste and the end taste are pretty nasty. In fact, they're real bad in most cases. And this is why people don't chew more than once or twice, and that's how it's designed to be consumed. Same thing happens with you go to a fast food place. You eat one of these hamburgers, like a McDonald's hamburger or any of these guys, the French fries. Same thing. The first taste, you get that burst of salt, fat, sugar, and it's exciting. It turns the taste buds on. But if you were actually to take a bite of that and keep chewing it until it became a liquid, it would become disgusting. That is how fast food works. That's why we have overeating. Because the reality is most people that are obese are starving to death. I mean, can you believe that? That's an amazing thought if you really think about it and ponder it for even a few seconds. The fact that someone is 300 or 400 pounds, and to be able to say with a straight face that person's starving to death, you say, huh? Excuse me? But it's true. Because they consume nothing but empty, non-nutritive calories, which means that all of that food is converted into fat, and the body stores it. That's what's going on. And they are still needing the nutrients, which their diet is not providing. That's why one of the easiest ways for people to lose weight, and people who have worked with programs where they get on a really super high intake of superfoods loaded with nutrients, very low calorie, they will start feeling better almost within a day or two, and they start losing weight gradually and very methodically. And they usually don't hit plateaus that much because their body is being nourished. Okay, so that's a big factor. Okay, so eating slowly and carefully, chewing your food as much as you can before you swallow it, it actually becomes a pleasant experience. And so I suggest everyone try that. Now, what's some other things that we can do to work on our stress, to eliminate it? Well, one thing that's a real enemy of our mental health and stress is the concept which has unfortunately become very popular in our society and around the world, actually, is the idea of multitasking. Many, many years ago, it wasn't called multitasking. There were other words for it. And it was considered bad behavior. And it's still bad behavior. It's not healthy. The mind can only deal with one thing at a time. If you try and do more than one thing at a time, your brain overheats, you get fatigued, and you end up being less efficient doing the different things that you're attempting to do. So multitasking is nothing but a big marketing scam that helps justify all of the so-called ADD and ADHD people out there who have, and those conditions have been caused a lot by poor diet choices. So it's sort of interesting how it all is a big circle. Now, another thing that is very stress producing besides the idea of multitasking is the idea of people who have dealt with depression for a long period of time. Now, there's lots of different reasons for depression, but a lot of them can be linked back to diet, lifestyle choices, and things like that. And, you know, studies show that people who deal with depression on an ongoing basis have a harder time feeling good than people who don't, as if they did a study like that. You know, that I mean, it gives you an idea of how crazy some of these studies are. But that's, you know, was one of the findings. But the fact is, it makes sense when you think about it, because the reason why we can get depressed is because things aren't the way we want them to be, and that is often because we have given up control of the things that we actually can control, like how fast we eat, like how many things we do at a time. So these are things that are within our grasp, and we can take charge of, and often by taking charge of these things, we will in fact have a big impact on things like depression, sadness, and so on and so forth. Another thing that can be very helpful for managing our stress is to start making you don't have to spend hours doing this, but make yourself a chart of different things that you want to have better control of, like food choices. It's actually very helpful to write down, you know, have a little graph or something in terms of how often you pick up something to eat and why you're picking it up. In other words, the more conscious you become of what you're doing, the easier it is to control what you're doing, control the behavior. But you have to become aware first. So awareness is real, real important. Now, another thing that can be very helpful for managing stress is spending a small amount of time, at least in the morning and at least at night before you go to bed, to do some type of silent or spiritual practice, prayer, whatever you want to call it. Our lives and our brains become overloaded because of noise, because of constant input. And one of the best things that we can do to actually facilitate a good night's rest and to feel good in the morning is to spend 2 to 5 minutes sitting in an upright position in a chair, not lying in your bed because you'll fall back to sleep, but to actually sit up upright and do some deep breathing and just, you know, be calm, be silent. And, you know, if you know some techniques, if you want to pray, that's fine. But the point is to spend some quality time, at least 2 to 5 minutes in the morning and at night, with prayer time, with talking to God, with getting in touch with your own spirit, whatever you particularly feel inclined to do. But it's important to take a little bit of time so that you you actually begin and end the day in charge. That's one of the values it has, not even considering the advantage it has from a spiritual perspective, but just it just gives you a better handle on the beginning and the end of day. So that can be really helpful. And once again, I want to take just a slight break and just remind everyone that you are listening to a pre-recorded version of Health and Happiness Open Mic with your host, myself and I, naturopath Michael Wolfeld, known as Dr. Mike. And obviously, because this is pre-recorded, it is not possible to call in. So if you've been trying to call in, you won't be able to. But you are always welcome and invited to send an email to michaelwillhelp@gmail.com. That's michaelwillhelp, three words all mushed together, willhelp@gmail.com, or 800-962-5433. And I'm always happy to hear comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, whatever you'd like to offer. And, of course, when we are live, you are always welcome to call in with your questions. And I will always give that phone number out at the time. And, of course, this show is available by calling the number 714-868-0238 or going online over the Internet with your computer. And I should mention, if you or you know other people who would like to be able to have better access to these types of blog radio shows, and there are many, many varieties of shows out there now, there's actually units that you can buy that are about $100 that look just like a small radio and can access these types of Internet radio shows and even television. And so I think one's made by a company called Logitech, and I think there's a few others out there. And they're all in the $100, $125 range. And so it's a nice addition, especially if you enjoy these kinds of things. And, of course, once again, I want to remind everyone that we are being sponsored by Purium Health Products as well as the Oasis Retreat. And, of course, the Oasis Retreat is a health resort and educational spa located in the high desert in the Sequoia National Forest, about 3 hours northeast of Los Angeles. And there are retreat programs that happen there, specific weekends and other times of the year. And you can always find information about that at the phporder.com website, as well as learning about the fine superfood products that Purium Health Products produces. And once again, that's phporder.com or 888-747-6733. And of course, PHP, Purium Health, prides itself on offering high quality superfoods. Real food with lots of nutrients that are rich in all the necessary goodies that the human body needs to stay healthy and alive and well without empty calories. And so these are provided the highest quality and best of all at an affordable price. And right now, affordable prices sound really good because everyone is trying to be as economically wise as possible in our current economic situation. So that is that's our sponsor. And of course, every radio show and every TV show that you watch is paid for by someone, and so that's who pays for this show. So we hope you'll take a look at them and see what they have to offer. So what we've been talking about is stress management. And so we've covered the ideas of mindful eating, of slow eating, of becoming more and more aware. And, of course, this is another advantage that you have by spending quality, quiet time, 2 to 5 minutes in the morning, 2 to 5 minutes at night before you go to bed, Because if you feel like you are gaining control of your consciousness, of your own thoughts and your thinking pattern, you won't feel nearly as much like a victim as the world tries to make us into, because that's not healthy. The way of the world is not healthy. It's just as simple as that. And so we need to be doing things that are for our health and the health of the planet. That's really what we're looking for. So it's not just a question of what do I do for me. When you are peaceful and when you are calm, you are helping everybody. And that is pretty pretty cool. Because if you are calm, your effect on other people is going to be significant. In fact, we all can relate to the fact that when we are around someone who is peaceful, who is calm, who's relaxed, we automatically feel more peaceful and calm and relaxed ourselves. But if we get around a person or a group of people who are all real antsy or hyper or angry or confused, it's not nearly as pleasant. So this really shows how thoughts are things. So that's another aspect of controlling our own stress, is control our thinking. It has been suggested that we have thousands and thousands of thoughts every day. We're not talking about a couple hundred. We're talking about thousands. Our brain processes almost an infinite variety of thoughts all the time. And if that is the case, well, that's a real problem. Because what is going on is tremendous amounts of stress is being put on our brain. Our brain is constantly being asked to function. So if we start trying to control our thoughts, and the best way to control our thoughts is to become aware of them. I don't know about you, but I have often stopped myself and caught my thoughts in my mind thinking about something that actually makes no sense. In other words, it's not a positive or a negative thing. It's just nonsense. It's words that don't even come together and mean anything. Now, that's pretty goofy. And yet, I'm burning up energy. So, the more conscious we can become about our thoughts and about what thoughts we entertain, that's a big, huge factor. In fact, this in itself is very powerful, because if we start watching our thoughts rather than letting our thoughts control us, and we start taking charge of our thoughts, we can stop the negative chatter. We can stop the complaining chatter that sometimes is just automatic. And what is remarkable for us is when we recognize that we can actually watch our own thoughts and we can control our own thoughts. That's pretty amazing, because what is the natural follow, the natural sequitur to that is we're not our thoughts. Because if we can control our thoughts, guess what? Something else is in charge. Well, what's in charge? Who we really are. Our soul, our spirit, whatever you want to call it. Because if we were our thoughts, and that's who we were, then it would be harder to stand back from them and observe them. But we can actually observe our own thoughts. We can observe our own feelings. So in other words, we're not our feelings. We're not our thoughts. So it's pretty mind-boggling realization to come to. And these are things that once we gain understanding of this, can give us a lot of power and a lot of freedom. Because we're no longer at the mercy of what we didn't think we had any control over. But yet we have tremendous control. So just like we have control over what we eat, because we can make those choices, we have the ability to choose between eating junk food and eating nutritious food. However, if we eat lots and lots and lots of sugar, we may get to the point where we have lost control of eating sugar because it becomes an addiction. It's just like people that smoke cigarettes, people that use alcohol, people that use drugs, same exact thing. They have given up part of their control. So something else is controlling them. And we don't want that. We want to be able to control our own life. And the only way to do that is by making conscious decisions and not doing automatic things that are not for our benefit. It's really that simple. Now, another thing that we can do that is very, very helpful during the day is to take a break. There's actually been studies out for memory, for long-term memory, and even short-term memory, that if we get periods of rest during the day, even for a couple of minutes at a time, one of the most powerful things that anyone can do, especially if you're like so many of us who sit in front of computers much of the day, staring at a two-dimensional screen, and you might end up talking on the phone at the same time, which of course is not a healthy thing to do, but a lot of us have to do that. Let's just face it. That's the way the world is today, and we have to earn a living. But if every 20 minutes or so, if you just simply stand up where you are, because I realize a lot of people can't just get up and start walking around, but if you just stand up where you are and do what's called cross crawling, in fact, you can all do this right now, just stand up or even from a sitting position, but it's better if you stand up, and do marching in place. So in other words, like if you're marching like a soldier where your one leg comes up and the opposite arm comes up, and then they go down, and then the other two opposite arms and legs go up. So in other words, you're cross-crawling. If you do that and take some deep breaths at the same time and let your eyes wander, in other words, look at different things, don't stare at something, move your eyes around, that will actually reboot your brain. It's a very restful thing to be able to do. And so I would highly recommend everyone doing that, whether you have unfortunately have to sit in front of a computer all day or you do anything for long periods of time, take a short break, even if it's 30 seconds. And if you're working in an office and someone wonders what you're doing and say, yeah, I'm not paying you to stand up and do that, say, well, I'm more efficient. And you can explain this to somebody. I mean, everyone's not receptive, but I mean, you do what you can. But the point is that by adding some periods of rest during your period where you're spending hours working, you know, whether it be 3 hours at a time, you know, 8 hour shifts, whatever. You know, science has fairly well documented that very few people can efficiently do the same kind of work for more than, you know, an hour, hour and a half at a time without taking a break. But by taking a short break, even if for just 30 seconds, doing a little of this cross-crawling, some deep breathing, whatever, you sit down and start doing it again, you become amazingly more efficient than right before you took the break. And so this is the kind of thing that you can educate your employers about and, you know, and supervisors so that they understand that, you know, this is for the benefit of everybody. And so that's a really, really helpful thing to be able to do. Well, friends, I hope that this information has been helpful today. And we spent a lot of time on this idea of stress and taking charge of our thoughts, our eating patterns. One of the things that we hope to discuss in a future show quickly is talking about how to have a good night's sleep. And that in itself, there's a lot of techniques that can be done, you know, besides just using proper foods and supplementation. But there are things that we can do. And so we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be having a show that is completely dedicated to understanding the truth about cancer, understanding what diabetes is all about, and the treatments that are now out there for it, both conventional and alternative. We're going to be talking about osteoporosis, which is a huge, huge issue, especially among middle-aged people, both men and women. And we're also going to be talking about heart disease and immunizations and the common flu and cold and all sorts of things like this. Because what the goal of health and happiness is, open mic, is to give people adequate information so that we can make good, valid choices about our well-being so that we stop being a victim of the system. You know, it's been said time and time again that if we don't make a choice, the choice will be made for us. And so that's really what this show is dedicated to doing, is helping us make good choices. And that's powerful, because once we have made a choice, then we gain satisfaction, and we also gain a certain amount of self-esteem, because we're not at the mercy of something. You know, if we're not at the mercy of sugar, if we're not at the mercy of alcohol or tobacco or drugs, if we're not at the mercy of uncontrolled anger or fits of depression, sadness, irritability, when we can actually control our moods and we can control our thoughts in a positive way. We're not talking about suppression here. We're talking about learning how to take charge so that we are running our life and our life is not running us. That's really what it is all about. Simple as that. So once again, friends, I really am happy that you joined us today. And once again, this show has been pre-recorded, and that's why you have not been able to call in if you tried. And of course, once again, before closing, I want to remind everyone that this show has been brought to you by the Purium Health Products Company, makers of superfood nutrients that are loaded with the goodies and essential properties and components that our body needs to stay healthy while not loading us up with unnecessary calories and processed nothings that don't do anything for us. And so it's really a great combination. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. good health, and God bless.